It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It's a wonderific Wednesday. It's February the 7th, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in Bullhead City. I'm your host for the next hour, Larry Tuneforce. It's the Sean Hannity warm-up hour. And we're on 106.3, 106.5, 106.7. So it just kind of depends upon where you live, which one of those three numbers come in really well for you. The other two are probably just a little scratchy. So we're going to get to our guest, Lieutenant Andy Cipriano, here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you a couple things going on. Tomorrow and Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, it's called Barbecuing Hamlet. It's a play by the River City Community Theater Players, and it's at Mojave High School. So tomorrow night and Friday night, it's at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m., you can get tickets at the door, or you can get them at River City Theater, River City's Community Theaters Players.org. And then don't forget, next Monday night in Fort Mojave at Los Lagos, Mojave Electric Cooperative is having a town hall about reliable energy in rural Arizona. So that's at Los Lagos Golf Course, 7:30. It's free, of course. Just go and listen and see what they got to say. Call them. Questions, 928-763-1100. All right. Now, let's change the tunes, pop into the 70s. And welcome Lieutenant Andy Cipriano with the Bullhead City Police Department. How are you, sir?
Very good, very good.
Good. So let's start off by talking about a little bit about emergency services, because that's your bag.
Yes, it is, along with many other, but that is one of my hats.
Yeah, that's one of your hats. Whether you want it or not, huh?
Well, it was definitely something that I signed up for, and I thoroughly enjoy it. So,
and you've been back to the academy in Maryland and taken classes and all this in emergency management.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been back east a few times to Alabama, to Homeland Security, and then also to Emmitsburg, which is the Emergency Management Institute. And then I take a lot of local classes. When I say local, in the Phoenix area, with DEMA, which is the Arizona Department of Military Affairs.
Oh, okay.
So
wow.
Constantly training, and it comes in handy a month of April like this when we have the air show, and then we have the bike run at the end of the month.
I know, back-to-back events. Yeah. And you have to do, and this has, you know, been planned for years, the Incident Action Plan.
Yeah, the Incident Action Plan kind of lays out the safety of the event, what to do in case of assignments for people working the event, what to expect, who do they report to, the structure, phone numbers attached, all basically anything emergency related to the event will be in this Incident Action Plan.
Event maps and everything.
Correct.
And it's usually 25 pages, isn't it?
Last year it was pretty thick because the airport had the maps for the buses,
right,
and all of those things included. So, yeah, it can get pretty lengthy. Sometimes it doesn't even email. I have to put it on a thumb drive and upload it to a network.
I know working wildland fires, we would get those for the fire, you know.
Right.
And you had different zones and everything on different hilltops. And,
absolutely.
And you're getting all these maps. And like you said, all the contacts for the incident are on there too.
Right, right.
Because hopefully the Incident Action Plan makes the incident run smooth.
Correct, and that's the goal, right, is to mitigate any problems or the what-ifs, as you will, to make sure that we have a plan for those what-ifs and so that it works correctly and that it runs smoothly. I mean, the goal is to make sure that everyone is safe. Right. Priority of life is always number one.
Yeah. And these go back years. I want to say they came out of Oklahoma, but I'm not positive.
You know, I'm not sure about the history of them.
But incident action plans have been around and fine-tuned for years.
Yeah, and they, like you said, they started in the fire industry.
Right.
And those were mainly used in those wildfires. And,
yeah,
you know, as it grows with an incident action plan, the cool thing is no matter how big the event is, small or big, it grows with the event, and that's what they're made for.
Yeah.
So if your event gets bigger.
Chief Williamson used to have to do them for the regatta.
Absolutely. Yeah. And those were insane. I mean, thank goodness I don't have to do that. I don't even like to say that word out loud, Larry. Let's keep that regatta under our hats.
then don't talk to Bo at the chamber.
Oh, goodness.
At one time he was thinking, that would be so cool to bring that back. I don't know. Yeah, cool, but that's just the one word of all the intricate parts of
right,
of
right.
So, training. Last night, watching the city council meeting on my phone, and some individual in the citizen in the city was talking about training. The police department trains every Wednesday, right?
We do. We train every Wednesday. We train twice a month. Our normal patrolmen. When I say men, that's interchangeable,
right.
Obviously. Twice a month for the regulars. And then we have specialty trainings on the first and last Wednesday of the month. So we actually train four Wednesdays a month. And when I say specialty, I talk about SWAT bomb dive negotiators and our newest program, the drone program. So they're added to specialty. So every Wednesday we do have a training session, whether that be on something specific or in general, right? It just depends on what's going on within our department. For example, February, we have an outside guy coming in from he's an attorney out of Phoenix that contracts with us, and he'll be teaching a lot about constitutional law, search and seizure, and First Amendment. Those are hot topics, very important guy should know, the ins and outs, what to do, why we do it, how we do it. And the most important part is where do we get our authority to do something, right?
Right.
Because you always hear a lot of guys say, well, that's against the law, and you can't do this, and we can do this. Well, the important part is teaching our younger guys, why can you do that? What gives you that authority to do X, Y, and Z?
Right.
And it's important for them to know that so that they can execute it correctly.
Well, and how they can communicate with the public better, too, as to why they can do this.
Correct.
And how they can do this.
Absolutely.
And, you know, how they have the authority to do what they're going to do, whatever
right.
it is, and, you know, search a car or a home or
right.
whatever.
Right.
And, you know, we see so much on TV anymore where people are, you know, rushing off and they're running from the cops, and the cops go into the house and they follow the guy into the house. They search the house, and then the attorney goes, well, you were following the subject. You didn't have authority to search the house. And so there's a lot of fine areas.
There really is. Yeah. And it's our job to know those when and where and how and why we can do what we do. Because in that scenario that you speak of, there is really a lot of, well, X, Y, and Z needs to happen before A, B, and C can happen.
Right.
So it's never a black and white, cut and dry. It's always we need these to have these happen, right? And so, any math problem, it's got to equal out.
and that's when the officer can call the sergeant, or
correct.
The sergeant can call the lieutenant.
Right.
You know, or if they have to, they can call the chief at home or the city attorney.
Absolutely.
And you can go as far as you have to go if you have questions about
correct.
That type of incident.
Absolutely.
So that you're really secure when you go in.
Yeah, and there's a lieutenant on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to answer those questions.
It's usually you.
It is usually me, but I do share it with a few others. So
you do get a week off every once in a while?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, with training, because on Wednesdays your patrol team, your AB teams kind of overlap.
Correct.
And so you can train half of them this Wednesday on this, and then the next week the other half on the same thing.
That is correct.
And so that see, and people don't understand that.
Yeah.
And
throughout the year we have to fit in our mandatory training as well, which is firearms, right? We got to
right.
qualify everybody, you know, driving track, defensive tactics, all the things that go into us keeping ourselves safe and the community safe. We have to train on those as well. So.
At the fire department, we had a computer program that made us take classes on the computer each month. And if you didn't get it, you got a nasty email from
right.
Joe Anderson, who you know well, that said, hey, you didn't do your training this month. Do you guys have computer programs, too, that
we,
they have to?
We do, and they're called daily training bulletins, but we don't do them daily. They get pushed out, and it's basically training with our policies, right, and read through the policies of use of force, pursuit driving, juvenile intake, just whatever it is that month, they'll push out those trainings, and then you answer a few questions about the policy, you know, if Jane did this, what can we do?
Right.
And so, yeah, we do those as well.
It's just a way to keep your guys in tip-top shape?
Yeah, we got to stay sharp, right? Mentally, physically, emotionally, you got to stay sharp.
Because in your – how many years you've been there?
20-plus years now.
20-plus.
Yes.
In your 20-plus years, a lot of things changed in law enforcement.
Well, of course,
the
yeah.
way you do things. And
right.
The equipment you carry.
Right.
20 years ago, you were good if you had a handheld radio on your head.
Yeah, exactly.
And
right.
Now you got a computer in your car.
Right.
The computers that are in the vehicles, does that individual officer, is that assigned to him or is it assigned to the vehicle or is he just check one out at the beginning of the shift?
It's assigned to the vehicle.
Okay.
Right. And so when you log in, the computer will remember your personality in that computer, right? So it's personalized to you once you sign in
okay.
with your username and password. Because we're on the network, that same login is at the station as well, so it's interchangeable. So your files are there, your reports are there, everything is there.
Okay, so wherever you sign in
correct.
On the network, it's,
right.
it's your
correct.
Files and
yes.
your, and then your level of responsibility too.
Correct,
I'm
and that's,
sure sergeant
that gives
can
you
see more than a
right.
sergeant can see more than a deputy officer on the
correct.
Street.
And that gives them the permissions, right? The sergeants can approve reports out on the street. They can go through there, make corrections. They can send it back, reject it to the officer and say, hey, fix X, Y, and Z, add this, change that, where's this?
Yeah.
All that goes into it. So
perfect. I like it. Radios, the two-way radios that you use. I had the fire chief, Pat Moore, in here a few weeks ago, and he was saying that the fire department is now budgeting almost $6 million every 3 years because Motorola says, we're not going to take care of these radios that are 3 years old. You need to upgrade.
Yeah,
are you
absolutely.
Are you guys finding that too?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And we're actually in the middle of an upgrade now. We actually have the radios, but in order to program them and the technology to make it work with everyone interchangeable, we're actually waiting for the Super Bowl to finish because part of it is teaming up with Las Vegas Metro. So that, but right now, obviously, they're busy, right? They have a little event in Vegas.
Football game.
Yeah, exactly. So they're all tied up, but we need them to help us with the network because when it's all said and done, we're going to be able to tie into their secure network and have two of their Laughlin channels so that when they have those special events at the casinos
yeah.
and they need something, either help or whatever reason, we can monitor those channels on our side.
Okay.
So, and then when it's all said and done, of course, we're going to tap in with Havasu, the county, fire because they're with us.
Sure.
And right now we're working on a program to link in with the whole state with the DPS trunking system.
And then soon you'll in your incident action plan you'll have the frequencies.
Yes.
So that if you're at the airport you're on frequency A, and if you're at this event you're on free B, and then dispatch is on this channel. And so, because they do flip around quite a bit.
Yeah, correct. So, in that instant action plan, we'll have a communication plan, is what it's called, and everyone will be assigned different channels. For example, the air show, we have four different units on ATVs or UTVs out on the airstrip,
right?
Clearing the air box, make sure the hot zone is clear. They're going to be on their own separate channel compared to the guys on patrol on the streets, and then the guys inside the event where the tents are and the spectators will be on their own channel, and then traffic will be on their own channel. So we have four different channels,
right?
All being monitored by the incident or by the command post, which we'll all be at the airport. So
and you guys are getting a command post, right?
We're in the process of researching it. We're trying to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got a grant for it.
Not yet. We're working on it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, unless you got news that you're going to tell me.
No, later. I don't know.
I thought maybe Eddie Kajera on
you
here.
And Eddie need to go to lunch.
I was going to say, unless Eddie told you something, I was like, that's good news. But I have been poking him. I'm not going
to
lie.
Oh, I'm sure. I'd hate to pass you in the hall.
Right? Yeah.
All right. We're at 20 past. Let's take a first break. And by the way, if you have questions, grab your phone. We have our own area code here. It's 234-343-1065. Give us a call. Be a part of the program. You're invited to call in and ask any question you want.
Guys, make your reservation now for Valentine's Day dinner at Laughlin Ranch Grill. The featured special starts with a wedge salad or a Caesar salad or a house salad. Then dinner, filet mignon and Australian lobster tail, plus vegetables and cheesecake dessert. Make your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243. Spoil your loved one. Regular menu also available. Nail down your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243.
When you need emergency care, you want it fast. And if it's a serious issue like a heart attack or stroke, every minute matters. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. At Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, we're here, ready to offer care 24/7. To learn more, visit westernarizonaer.com. In a medical emergency, call 911.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
The Mojave Community College Booster Club is helping to bring collegiate sports programs to our Mojave County Community College campuses. The first sport will be men's and women's soccer. The MCC Booster Club is in a campaign to raise funds to make this possible. We are in the final stretch of the drive. The annual fundraising golf tournaments in Lake Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City are upon us. Our hope is these tournaments will put us over our financial commitment to help bring sports to our local MCC campuses. The Booster Club is currently in need of corporate sponsors and can only reach our goal with our community's support. To find out about the different levels of sponsorships and benefits included, please contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. That's 928-716-8182 for more information. Thank you for supporting the MCC Booster Club's endeavor to bring college sports to our communities. The Mojave Community College Booster Club is a 501c3 entity.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have Rebecca Vaughn with Catholic Social Services. They're the group who run the homeless shelter in Bullhead City. And we'll talk about that. And then on Speak Out from Lake Havasu City, tomorrow it's Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you have an emergency and you need some care, you want it fast. If it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, well, every minute counts. So that's why you need to look to a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious injuries and illnesses. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready 24/7 with doctors and nurses staffed to take care of you. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. Laughlin Ranch, oh, golf club, Valentine's Day dinner. Hey, make your reservation now. Call up there and say, I want to bring my wife up there and look out over the golf course and have a nice 5 o'clock dinner or 6 o'clock dinner or whatever you want. The special is a wedge salad or a Caesar salad or a house salad, and then you pick between filet mignon or a Australian lobster tail. Yeah. Plus, there's veggies and cheesecake. So make your reservation now at Laughlin Ranch, 928-754-1243. Call them up, 754-1243. Make your reservation. East-West Financial Services. Oh, are you retiring in 2024? Well, what a plan. What's your plan? Or maybe you already retired and you have a plan. You just want to run it by somebody and go, hey, does this work? East West Financial Services does just that. They specialize in retirement and estate planning and principal protection. Say that five times fast. Offices in Kingman and Bullhead City, and it doesn't cost you to sit down with Jack Mafara. He just sits down and chats with you, and it doesn't cost you a dime. I know, my wife uses him, so I know exactly what goes on. It doesn't cost. Call him up at 928-888-9828. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. You make more money when you get that certificate.
Yeah.
Oh, legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist, and it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, and I got a buddy going in there, Norm Finkelstein's going to go in there and get some rehab after his little incident, a little heart issue. You know, got to get tuned up and go get some physical therapy. You can do that too. Call them up at 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. We're back with Lieutenant Andy Severiano with the Bullhead City Police Department over patrol and emergency services, right? Just the two or a couple more hats?
No, I recently...
Put that microphone right back in front of your mouth.
Yeah, I recently gave up the crisis negotiation team. I had that hat too for a while, and it just became too much, and so... I'm still excited to help out the team, but I'm not in charge of the team anymore.
You know, when you talk about crisis negotiation, people probably in Bullhead think, why do we need a crisis negotiation team? We do have incidents where somebody
is in crisis.
They really are. They're in crisis. They're having a mental issue of some kind
and
saying, I'm not coming out, or we're not coming out, or I'm holding my family in here.
Right.
Those things do happen even in Bullhead City.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people mix up the crisis negotiation with hostage negotiation, right? Which they're not interchangeable per se. We can do both, but I think people mix those terms up, right? You can be in a crisis and still not be against the law.
Right.
And we can help them through that crisis and help them get to where they need and the help they need. So,
speaking of that, the city had planned over a year ago to put an extra van on the road with a human resource, or, you know, human personality trained individual and a medical person, like a paramedic or something. But I had the hardest time finding someone to help start that up. Did that?
Yeah, no,
it's close.
It's still in the making. Lieutenant McConnell is over that, the backup program. So I don't want to speak too much on that, but I will say the hardest part is find a qualified candidate to run the program.
Right.
So if you know somebody that's willing to do that and they're interested in that, send them our way.
Well, they've got to have the background.
Correct.
You know, it's not just some organized guy that says, well, I can help out.
Yeah. Right. No, you got to have that background of
mental health. And whatnot. So that's all coming. What about technology in your patrol cars and you're getting some new vehicles. I mean, you're driving one today. I'm going to make fun of you with that.
Yeah, no, they're nice.
Yeah. And how is technology changing in Bullhead City Police Department?
Well, it's moving fast, right? I mean, I'm still a dinosaur, I guess, in comparison to this new technology. But really, everything is done on that computer now. So even in our cars, we have a system called Trax where we write tickets. I shouldn't even say write. We type tickets, print them out in the car, and issue them that way now, right? Years ago, it was a booklet, times three, press hard, right?
Yeah.
We don't even do that anymore. When you talk about the victim rights, you talk about a lot of the statements that we give, it's all digital now. We can email most of these things, PDFs. It's no more a stack of paperwork that we give you. It's all email to most people now. So we really are moving to all technology.
And even the home burglary. When the officer goes there and he goes, can you make a list and send it to me?
Correct.
You can digitally send that to him now, and it becomes a part of the report.
Correct.
That fast.
Yeah, mail-in burglary form, and it's all digital. We email all of that. Some people don't have email still, so we still do carry the hand ones, you know. So I don't want people out there listening to think, oh, my God, how am I going to report it? We still have the hard copies.
Yeah.
But it is going to a digital society. That's just the way it is.
Right.
Even evidence now with photos and videos, you know, back in the days we'd download it onto thumb drives. Now we send you a link through text message. You click on it, you upload it, and it sends it back to us.
Yeah. Yes. I went through that.
Right.
And it makes, as a victim, it makes it so simplistic, you know, because you're doing it from your home cell phone.
Right. And at your, you know, at your time and at your leisure, right? You're not out waiting for us.
And not only that, but it puts the officer back out on the street.
Correct.
Gets him, you know, if he can't stand there and wait for every victim to get this list and do these things. And then when he just says, well, just send it to me. Whoa, that's simple.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. That's exciting. Technology is catching up with Bullhead City.
It absolutely is.
Yeah. All right, let's take another break. We're half past the hour already. Again, call in. You got a question? Call us. We got a nice phone line here. 234-343-1065.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ. For Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJHD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, MEC, and Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. Need your help with the generation and transmission of provided power, reliable, affordable electricity to you. So here's what we need you to do. To continue to do this, you know, MEC must add some additional power generation resources, including renewable energy and flexible energy, efficient natural gas units. MEC is asking you to go to ReliableEnergyArizona.com and research it. Know the facts. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, is it time for you to buy a home? Maybe a lot. Maybe you want to put a mobile home up. Maybe you want to buy a vacation home up in the Walpies. Yeah. Well, you're going to need some cash. Mojave Mortgage has got the cash. It's got the vault below his desk. It's as big as the Pentagon underground. Every shelf has money on it. How much do you need? 500 grand? Okay. Well, just go in and sit down with Chad Hansen and say, we need 500 grand. He disappears. He goes down to the vault, gets your money, puts it on a silver platter, and brings it back up and goes, here's your 500 grand. Next, what else you need? Next person, send him in. Yeah, it's almost that simple. Call him up. Make an appointment. Just ask him questions. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Stop in and enjoy the Comfort Classic menu. Yeah, chicken strips melt. Classic cheeseburger, a prime rib Parmesan griller, or how about for dinner, steak and pepper skillet, country fried steak, or yummy prime rib, and over a dozen sides for you to choose from, and then you can be like the lieutenant, you've always got to have a piece of pie to go. You like their pie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. We talked about the incident plan. last night it was talked about all the developments they're going to be doing in Rotary Park. I mean, it's amazing what we're doing for our citizens in the park. But after the incident where someone tore up the park, the idea of cameras in the park has come back up.
Right.
But that's not going to be cameras that are monitored all the time. They're going to be cameras that you can use for investigation, right?
Correct.
So they won't be. No one's going to be watching them all the time, a dispatch or anything like that.
Well, from my understanding, it can be viewed if we need to pull it up for an event.
Something's
happening right now.
For example,
President's Day weekend. Uh-huh. We know that we're going to have over 100 soccer teams and over 100 adult softball teams. So we're going to have over 200 teams in a very close proximity. That would be a good day where we want to monitor, and when I say we, probably me, monitor the cameras so I know where to put my guys and to see a problem developing and stopping it before it gets there, right?
Okay.
So it is important to have those kind of technology and those opportunities.
So I think it was mentioned last night that right now they're putting the fiber in for those cameras.
Right.
That's got to be done first.
Correct.
Yeah. And then who's doing all the research on the cameras? Is that you too?
No. On our end, I know it was Captain Harms, but I think he's working with the city on that. And they have a group effort on determining which ones are the best use for us. There's so many options.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so out there. And ones that are good and ones that aren't good.
Well, really, it's what they're used for, right?
Right.
And that's mainly why it's good and not good, is why we would use it and how we would use it, and then that determines what the value of that camera is.
Right. Now, I know, like, the surveillance in the casinos, they can zoom right in and see your cards, you know, if you're cheating.
Right.
Are we going to have that type of technology that they can zoom or follow a drunk across the
casino
floor?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't been part of those discussions. That would be Captain Harms, but, yeah.
Okay. Well, the Chief's coming in next in March.
So, oh, there you go. You can ask him those questions.
Yeah, I'll save that question for him.
Right.
Last night they also approved to buy a UTV and I guess a trailer to be able to clean up after some of the homeless.
Very nice.
That get out in the desert areas of our community that sometimes some of the areas you can't even get a four-wheel drive to.
Right, right.
And I guess some part-time personnel to help do that.
Oh, very
so,
nice.
That's going to free up Danny Crawford.
Right.
And is he under you?
He is not.
Oh, he's not. Okay. Because
no.
I know he's over the school resource officer.
Correct.
Which you used to be one.
I know.
There's probably a lot of kids that go, I remember you.
They do all the time.
Yeah. You did the SAD program up at Fox Creek.
Absolutely.
So, but that would be under Danny and his crew. That
correct. Yeah, and they work closely with code enforcement to do those things.
Yeah, and Jeff Tipton. So,
and Jeff Tipton.
The homeless committee.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I'm sure Angie today is shopping for those things, UT, because they approved it last night.
Well, that's awesome to hear. I didn't actually watch the council meeting last night. Apparently, I should have with all this knowledge you're giving me today.
See what you learned by coming in here today?
Exactly.
Gosh, yeah, you learned you like pie. And
right.
Seminars. Do you often send some of your troops to seminars that, like I know you go to seminars and meetings for disaster services, but do you have some of your people, traffic or otherwise, that need to go to seminars?
Yeah, absolutely. So not only do we send them to training, but we also send them to present training. So Eddie Espinoza, right, our traffic sergeant, he does a lot of DUI and drug recognition training for other officers. And he actually, this year, he's going to teach at the International Chiefs of Police Association a DUI type of class to mix in with DRE, which is drug recognition, and then phlebotomy and taking blood and then kind of the liabilities behind it and all of that. So he kind of incorporates it all into one class.
Wow.
We have a lot of guys that do a lot of specialties. We have a lot of firearm instructors, driving instructors. They go and present, and then, of course, we attend a lot of different training, whether it's narcotics or gang training. As you know, Jeff Vile has been around a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He actually brings a lot of training to us that we can join and be a part of, which is amazing. We have one in May that we try to get as many young guys as we can to those trainings for those that Jeff brings in.
Right. Dogs. Are you... Are dogs on your radar at all for canines?
As canines, not that I'm aware of. I mean, that would be another question for the chief in March. But from my knowledge, he's not thinking about bringing a dog program. I mean, okay. But like I said, that's a question for him.
I mean, Jill had one 100 years ago.
Yeah, Jill had one, and then we had a Clevenger when I was here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, there's been a lot of people with dogs. So
right.
We have Watson, who currently works for us, and he came from the sheriff's department. He had a dog when he was with them.
Ah, okay. So, He was a sergeant with the sheriff's office, wasn't he?
I believe so, yeah. He just wanted to have more fun with us. He's a sergeant again now, though. He worked his way back up the ranks.
But, oh, good. Yeah. Okay, good. All right. And I know you're always hiring, but didn't you just have like 6 graduate from the academy? Or
we had 3 graduate from the academy. We have 5 currently in there.
Oh, good.
And we're expected to actually send 9 in July.
Wow.
Yes, one of our biggest class. Now, when we say expected, that means everything pans out, right?
Yeah.
But in the academy, it's a tough academy, paramilitary, right? We expect to lose maybe 1 or 2. We don't want to, but we understand that's part of it, right?
And that's why you have the academy.
Right,
huh?
Right.
If you can, well, I don't want to say you want to wash them out, but if you have an individual that during the academy thinks, this isn't quite what I thought it was.
Correct.
Would you rather have them do that in the academy than 6 weeks on patrol?
Well, not only that, but the academy teaches you a little bit about yourself, right? How strong you are mentally, physically,
right,
and emotionally. We see a lot of things and deal with a lot of things that most people will never see in a lifetime. We might see in one shift.
Right.
Now, to take that home, be able to process it, deal with it in a healthy way, is quite a task. And we try to teach the young men and women that go to the academy, this is part of what we do, and we plan on doing it for 25-plus years.
Right, day in and day out.
And if this is not something that you want to live with or raise a family in, now's the time to know it, right? Because not when you get older on the streets and something bad happens to you or someone else.
It is a family job.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you can't do it without your family.
You got kids, mm-hmm. and when we talked last year about the outage,
right,
and how you told your wife, bye,
well,
I'm gone.
Well, and she knows an emergency happens, she's in charge, right? And
right.
she has to know what to do, how to do it. And the older boys, I have older boys now. When I say older, 16, that's good enough for me. He has to know, hey, your time to pick up the slack, right?
They
have to know what to do because I have to go to work.
Right.
And like I told you last year during the outage, I was eating dinner. And as soon as the storm hit and my power went out, I left the dinner table and started getting dressed because I knew I was going to work.
Right.
I didn't need a call. I knew I was going to work, and I just started going in.
And your cell phone wouldn't work anyways.
Nope. 24 hours later, I finally made it back home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's not the average day for every patrolman.
No.
But it can be.
It could be.
I mean, a major vehicle crash,
correct.
A major incident towards the end of his shift or her shift. And the next thing you know, they're 2 or 3 hours overtime.
Right.
The CHP was talking yesterday that they had an incident just recently on I-40 where a guy was on his cell phone not paying attention. He went off I-40. Nobody in the vehicle was wearing seatbelts.
Right.
All 4 of them were rejected.
Right.
One died on the scene, and all 3 are up in Las Vegas hospitals.
Right.
Those type of incidents, they're not quick.
No.
And they can take your people and last a while.
Well, and I think the hardest part for us, right, in the city is – not only those type of events, but let's say we go to an accident where someone is seriously hurt or injured or death and dies, and we turn that over to traffic. We are dealing with it, but let's say now 2 out of the 4 officers on scene, those 2 now have to go to a domestic and deal with that.
Right.
Then they clear that domestic, and now they have to go to a baby that might have drowned. Then they clear that, and they have to go to now talk to a person who had their skateboard stolen.
Right.
And now that call is just as important to that person who had their skateboard stolen as it is that the person that had maybe a family member die. And it's our job to make sure we treat those individuals like that is the most important call because it is to that victim. It is to that person.
Right.
But those are the type of roller coaster emotional rides that we do have to deal with, and we do have to do it healthy.
Yeah, in a 12-hour shift.
Correct. Yeah. And that's often. And that is one of those that is weekly. It is monthly. And after 20-plus years of it, trust me, it takes a toll on you.
Right. And the one thing that young officers, because I know at the fire department, young guys come in, you know, and they went, oh, we just got back from a lady who locked herself out of the house. Well, when the public calls 911,
right,
that individual is having their worst day.
Of course.
We have taught them that 911 is for emergencies only. So right, when they call, they're having an emergency.
Correct.
You know, the officer, the fire department may get there and determine that it's not quite the emergency that they, the fire or the police officer, thought it was.
Right.
But it is to that individual.
Absolutely.
And the conversations and the demeanor have to respect that.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, I can see where that is a ongoing conversation.
Well, and interpersonal communications is something that we continuously teach to our guys, and that's what it is when we're reacting or responding to those type of calls and how we treat those individuals. And like I said, that is an important call to that person, to that victim. That is the most important moment in their life. And they have no idea what we just came from, right?
Right.
We just came from three emergencies. We just came from something emotionally draining to us. But that's not for them to worry about. That's our job to do. And we understand that that's what we signed up to do.
Right.
And so we go to that next call and we help that person get over whatever it is they need. And then we got to clean ourselves up, wipe some tears, and then go to the next one. That's what we do.
And like you said, that goes back to the training in the academy.
Correct. And that's where it all starts.
Yeah. And goes back to that, determining who you are and how you can handle that.
Right. And if you want to. Some people realize, you know what? I don't want to do this for 20 plus years. This is too much.
I know.
And they say, well, you know what? We're gonna do something else.
We had a guy leave you and come to the good side and whenever we're joining the fire department.
Well, yeah. Well, if I got to sit on a recliner and watch TV, I might want to
do that. It's getting thick in here. Yeah. I'm gonna tell Brian you said that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our last break as we prepare to wrap up the day. Sean Hannity's coming in after the news at the top of the hour. And again, if you have questions, 234-343-1065. Pick up your phone and give us a call.
What? Mojave Electric continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for special school projects. Submissions are now being accepted for teachers at schools in MEC service territory until March 15th. 2024. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple, it's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's Meal Prep Solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I want to introduce our No Spin News sponsor on KNTR Talk. Money in Your Pocket is in the name, and they put money into your pocket. Makes sense. Serving the Lake Havasu area, simply walk in for a free appraisal of your gold, silver, coins, collectibles. MoneyInYourPocket.com. It's money in your pocket.
No Spin News, weeknights after Mark Levin.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Lake Havasu High School Band Boosters will be holding the annual one-day-only rummage sale on Saturday, February 10th from 8 to 1 at the high school parking lot. No prices posted, donations only. All proceeds go to benefit the high school band program. The Needles Chamber of Commerce Lucky Green Golf Tournament is hosted by the River's Edge Golf Course on February 24th. Early registration through February 10th. Go online for more details at needleschamber.com. Bullhead City's Veterans in Motion Sweetheart Ball is on Valentine's Day starting at 6 p.m. at the Fiesta RV Resort Ballroom. $25 per person. Catered dinner, dancing, silent auction, and more. All proceeds go to Veterans in Motion programs. Save the date Saturday, March 9th for the third annual Chowder Fest event at Lake Havasu State Park's Windsor 4. SouthwestChowderFest.com to find out more.
But you guys are not worth $4,300. I have a hard time selling them.
Well, you will then, yeah.
Be nice if I put the music up, huh? Well, start talking here. Hey, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We're live and in person from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. And we're brought to you by Barron Services, your professional team for fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. And, of course, there's no home too big or too small. No business too big or too small. Professionals in pest solutions, they take care of my home. Yeah, and it's not that big. So small homes, small businesses, big businesses. Yeah, if you need an alarm system or pest solutions, call Barron Services. Quality, experience, and family, 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchen. Hey, is it new me, new year? Huh? You want some help with ProFit Kitchen? Yeah. How about some healthy, delicious food options? Like 4 different salads, 12 different wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4. And I don't think I could never know there was 10 healthy burgers. Trust me. I thought it was in and out. Oh, anyways, 10 healthy burgers, they got them, and 4 delicious bowls, plus smoothies and protein shakes and juices. Oh, yeah, and you can eat there, of course, or you can go on ProFitKitchen.com and order your lunch for the whole week. They'll make it for you. You just pick it up, and you got lunch set for the week. Yeah, go to ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with fast, reliable fiber internet. Yeah, from TWN Communications, now available in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave, 22,000 opportunities out there to sign up. Yeah, you can do it today at TWNcom, that's C-O-M, M-M, C-O-M-M, .com/Mojave. Sign up. You have TWN at the police department, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's there yet. Aren't they still bringing it in slowly?
Oh, I think. Well, I don't know.
They might be. I don't keep an eye on that stuff.
Because I did. I did know from Toby, the city manager, that in the beginning, the city was going to have to upgrade some stuff to go to.
Oh, maybe. I mean,
fiber.
That's the IT, Larry. I can't be in charge of everything.
Because it's so. that sounds like a line in every one of Andy's meetings.
Yeah.
I can't be in charge of everything.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the SWAT team, because smaller agencies, you really can't have guys sitting around, 6 or 8 or 10 of them,
right?
You know, in like we see on TV in the SWAT unit,
right?
Waiting for the call. So you've got individuals that are on patrol that
correct.
Are sharpshooters and SWAT trained individuals,
right? So every one of our specialties, whether it's SWAT, bomb, dive, drone, negotiators, are all multi-trained individuals. So they're either in patrol, detectives, narcotics, throughout our whole department, and they are also those specialties. And so what happens is the team leader, if we have, let's say, a SWAT mission, a search warrant, they'll send out a group message saying, hey, we have a team, basically, it's go time, right?
Right.
We have something going on, and then we'll all meet, and then we'll do the briefing and then do it that way. Where it really affects me as a patrol lieutenant is when I get the call and they say, hey,
we're taking 3 of your patrol guys.
We're taking 3 out of, let's say, 7 of your guys that are working on the streets.
Yeah.
Now I have to replace those guys to take 911 calls because those guys are going on a mission. So it's kind of a juggling act. And I will tell you that 60-70% of my day is looking at our RMS system and our planet scheduling system to figure out where am I plugging guys in.
Because you've got some guys like yourself with 20 years,
right,
that have vacation time.
Of course.
And they take it.
Right.
They take
it. Well, we're mandated. You know that. I mean, I don't know if the fire department was, but we're mandated to take 3 weeks a year for mental health.
Sure.
So everyone in the police department has to take 3 weeks a year.
Well, I can see that for cops.
So it's all about planning, right? So we actually have them submit their time. And then by seniority, we say, okay, you can have that week, you can have that week, you can have this week. And we tell them and we remind them every year, hey, don't all wait till December to take off your time because I can't have the whole department off for Christmas.
Right. Some of you get the week before and some of that the week after.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So,
at the fire department, well, of course, things have changed. I've been retired for 11 years, but you were allowed to carry so much and then they would cash out some.
Right.
And, you know, those guys work 10 days a month.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah, a little different for us.
It's a little different. Yeah. A little different. So, and I like to think that some days they're going to have a quiet day. And that's something you can never predict in your age.
No. We don't even say that word. That's a bad word, Larry.
Yeah.
You say quiet or wind, forget it. You just ruin the whole day. You don't say those two words at the police house.
How are the homeless for your agency? I mean, your guys contact day to day in the field. Is it a major problem?
No, we're constantly monitoring them, helping them, giving them resources to relocate and getting them where they need to get to. I think the biggest problem for us is when people don't call when they're having the problem and they let it get too big.
Okay.
You know, for example, there was an incident. This was a while back, but on Riverview and 95, because the homeless shelter is closed, we have a lot of people coming and going from the shelter
sure.
to Circle K or wherever they need to get to, and most of them walk. Well, we had a couple of businesses that they were starting to congregate there, and they kind of waited too long to call. And it got to a point where we really had to do some work, right?
Right.
And I think we could have alleviated that problem if they just call us earlier.
Okay.
Trust me, the biggest thing that I hear is people, I don't want to waste your time. There's no such thing. That's what we're here to do, right?
Let you make that decision.
Right. Call the non-emergency number because that's what we're here to do, and let us help you make sure that your business or the area is safe. That's what we're here to do. Or maybe the person just needs help and they don't know the resources or where to get it. That's what we're there for, too.
Because you can bring up in your car the city's website that has all that information in it.
Yep, and every patrolman has the paper pamphlets
for
the River City resources, right? We have the pamphlets. We have all those numbers. Every one of us have work cell phones that have numbers programmed in there to call the different resources no matter what they need. And every person is different. Every resource is different. So we really need to speak to them before we know what kind of help we can give them.
Is that type of mental health more prevalent today in your career than it was when you started?
I feel like it is, but I don't know if that's because we're more aware of it now than when I started. I don't think that the levels have changed. I think we're just now more aware of it and trained better to adapt to it and to help, opposed to when I started in the early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
Our goal was to call the fire department because we had no idea what to do with them. I mean, realistically, that's what it was because we had no idea, right? Or send them to the hospital.
Right.
But now I feel like we can do it right then and there on the streets and we can help them.
Yeah.
So, and the resources are much more than what they were in the early 2000s.
We've got a lot of resources.
So, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It
is.
So, if the public had a question that they didn't want to call today, how do they contact you at the police department and say, I got a question about
this? Yeah, absolutely. So, I work at the main station. They can call 928-763-9200. Ask for Lieutenant Siviano. They can get my extension. I will tell you, I'm not sitting at my desk a lot, so they will have to leave a voicemail.
Sure.
Or they can email me at aseviano, that's SEVILLANO, at bullheadcityaz.gov.
Okay.
So they can email me any questions, but I'm pretty available even when I'm not in uniform, right? My kids play sports, football, basketball, and dance. So
get your phone.
I'm always out and about. They can feel free to ask me any questions when I'm out and about. When I'm out at lunch, it doesn't matter. I'm open to anyone, talk to anyone about anything, anytime. I'm pretty wide open.
Lieutenant, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Larry.
All right. That's going to can it for the turn.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.